This is Shepard Smith. You're listening to Miami Valley's home for Fox News.
And I'm Larry Hanskin, host of Miami Valley's Morning News, where we tell you the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes.
And I'm Jamie Dupree in Washington, D.C. When we're not doing the news, we're talking about the news.
And we're starting right now. Our Ask the Expert weekend continues on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Russell & Company offers securities through Kalos Capital, Inc., member FINRA/SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kalos Management, Inc. Rob Russell offers advisory services through Centum Capital Advisors, LLC. The material presented is not intended to be relied on as a forecast or investment advice regarding a particular investment, nor is it intended to predict or depict performance of any investment, as past performance is no guarantee of future results. Proper wealth advice should always be based on your unique situation. Find out if your portfolio and retirement is on the right track by scheduling a visit with our team at Russell & Company by calling 937-320-4733, by visiting us at TotalWealthAdvice.com, or by attending one of our exclusive live events.
Hello there, I'm Rob Russell, and that's Curve Miller, and you're listening to Retirement Rescue Radio, helping you rescue your retirement from bad advice. Listen, you have tuned in at just the right time. You might be thinking, gosh, is there a different way to diversify? Is there a different approach that I should be considering in my investment portfolio? What should I be doing right now? I mean, in this era of slow growth, of low interest rates, low yields, of increased volatility, there's got to be something beyond stocks and bonds. Well, we have the answer for you here on this episode of Retirement Rescue Radio. We're going to talk about rethinking your approach to diversification and what the smart money is doing these days and how you can leverage that for your benefit. So we understand that you might already have a plan. Maybe you're working with a financial advisor or a broker or a banker, but you know what Mike Tyson said? I love this quote. Mike Tyson said, everybody has a plan. He probably didn't say quite like that, but he said, everybody has a plan until they enter the ring and get punched in the face. The key isn't to have a plan, okay? The key is to have the right plan and the right coaches. In this case, when it comes to Curve and I and the team at Russell & Company, the right retirement coaches, and that's what our team does, specializes in helping people just like you prepare for retirement, make sure they're on track, and stay happily retired. So if you're hoping to have all your ducks in a row and make sure your plan is on the right track and not headed for disaster, you've joined the only show here on WHIO that matters, Retirement Rescue Radio.
Absolutely, Rob. You know, and one of the products of that specializing in retirement planning, like you said, is that we've been asked and we've been featured on Fox, CNBC, Wall Street Journal, Forbes, Kiplinger, just to name a few. But we're most proud that you have made Retirement Rescue Radio one of the top rated shows on WHIO. And that's because building and protecting your wealth has a lot more to do than just buying a mutual fund or rebalancing your investment portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
Rob, you and I and our team at Russell & Company are wealth strategists. Now, what is a wealth strategist? What do we do? You know, well, we focus on the three most critical components to your wealth. We're going to talk about some of this today on our show. And number one is engineering portfolios with the goal to make a positive return regardless of the market. I can imagine you listening right now going, you know what, I can't afford any more negatives now that I'm retired. We're in competition with the number zero. Losses kill you at this stage in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure that your portfolios are built and engineered to make a positive return regardless of the market. That's the goal here. Okay.
We also so your lifestyle is not dependent on the market. You're right, Curve.
Exactly. We also want to focus on giving less to the government in taxes. It's what you put in your pocket that matters. Whatever the numbers on your 401k statement or your IRA statement really is irrelevant unless you have a plan to address taxes.
Mm.
Because if you don't have a plan to address taxes and taxes go up over time, they may go down here for the next few years now that, you know, we have President Trump. But what about the future? Okay. What if the Republicans don't make it in, you know, in 2020? You know, so that's the big difference. So we got to have a plan for that. And we also want to focus on giving more to your family with a bulletproof estate plan. So you can find out more about what we do at Russell & Company and how we do it and how we help people just like you by going to TotalWealthAdvice.com. Again, that's TotalWealthAdvice.com. While you're there also, we really endeavor every month to do live events where you can get knee to knee with us and get to know us a little bit. I think that's very important. You know, through the radio, obviously we love doing radio for you.
Mm-hmm.
We love it because we get to know so many of you over the years. I mean, my goodness, I've met so many of you. You come in, you tell you love the show. But this is an opportunity to get knee to knee and face to face, which is pretty cool. Rob, you're going to be speaking actually in Westchester on Tuesday, February 21st, and Tuesday, February 28th. Now, at this event, Rob, you're going to be talking about ways to tell if your current plan is on track. Not just on track, the right track. So you'll also be discussing how to coordinate the tax, estate, and investment plan, kind of like what I just said, and keep your money from falling through the cracks. That is the biggest deal right there. Is it not? The problem is that many of you have done a good job saving, but you know you got money falling through the cracks somewhere, and you can't seem to put your finger on it. So, Rob, you're going to be discussing it, how to keep your money from falling through the cracks. Also, you're going to be talking about a potentially better approach to investing than just the old buy, hold, and pray it works out. So, Rob, obviously, you've been featured in Forbes. You're a featured contributor. You've authored the Amazon best-selling book, Retirement Held Hostage. You've been featured in 60 countries on CNBC and have even guest-hosted for Fox Business. Wall Street Journal even profiled Rob and the trademarked investment strategy that our team uses to help clients protect and create wealth in good and bad times. The easiest way to reserve your spot is to call 1-800-898-3572. Again, that number is 1-800-898-3572. Okay?
And don't miss out.
That's right. And if the lines are busy, don't worry. Hang up. Give a call back.
That's right. Or you can also go to TotalWealthAdvice.com.
Absolutely.
So we're talking about rethinking your approach to diversification. Curve, I know you saw here recently, not long ago, where the Dow hit 20,000 points for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think traders at the New York Stock Exchange were popping bottles of champagne and there was confetti. And, we've had volatility since then.
Uh-huh.
It's been quite an interesting ride. I think a lot of people don't realize it's a psychological thing of hitting 20,000 points on the Dow. Does it really mean anything mm-hmm. at the end of the day? And I don't think it does, right?
Right.
It is just this, it's a number, right? But as humans, we tend to put emphasis on certain numbers.
We try to keep score.
Yeah, exactly. But the Dow Jones composite index is only 30 stocks.
Mm-hmm.
And only a handful of those stocks actually were responsible for that rise to 20,000 points.
Right.
So if you're like the index, kind of the passive buy, hold, and pray investor, while you've done pretty well, okay, you haven't done as well as you could have if you owned the right stocks.
Right.
Through all of this, since the Trump bump that we've had since the election. But we got to really look outside, and this is what the smart money does. We got to really look outside of stocks and bonds. You know, there's a theory that was made popular back in the 50s called modern portfolio theory. The problem is it's not modern anymore. It's more than 60 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we really have to look outside of the stock bond portfolios, mutual funds. If you think about like stock and bonds and mutual funds, they're really like the Latin language. Okay, the Latin language served a purpose once upon a time, but there are more efficient, more productive languages now mm-hmm. that people use. Kids these days don't really learn Latin at all, right? Unless they're going through med school or that kind of thing. So it's a dead language. So it's not that stocks and bonds and funds are dead. It's just there's better, more efficient approaches if you're trying to get proper diversification
mm-hmm.
and get reasonable return and reasonable income, especially when you're nearer in retirement. And it's funny, proof positive, 69% of investors, according to a global survey of individual investors, 69% no longer believe a conventional stock and bond portfolio is enough. 69% of investors no longer believe a stock and bond portfolio is enough to generate adequate returns and preserve your capital. So the majority of investors are saying, we know there's got to be something else outside of stocks, bonds, and funds. What is it? And that's where the world of alternative investments come in. And that's the focus of today's show is rethinking your approach to diversification using alternative investments.
Yeah, I mean, it's harder and harder to meet financial goals and, amid today's, investment challenges. I mean, my goodness, it's, many of you say, look, I remember what happened in 2008. And I remember what I was invested in during that time. And oh, by the way, I think it was just stocks and bonds. And that caused some pain in your life. And so you're right, Rob. There's no doubt. I'm not surprised one bit that 69% of the people in that study no longer believe that just conventional buy, hold, and pray stocks and bonds works.
Mm-hmm.
So alternatives have been a big shift in the way that that you invest. And this is kind of like taking a page from, some of the largest or the smart money, the largest institutions, the largest pension funds, the largest endowments. They've been doing this for years.
Mm-hmm.
We at Russell & Company, we've been screaming this from the mountaintops for years.
Because our trademarked investment approach
exactly
utilizes this as part of the overall portfolio.
You betcha. And, you know, alternatives have experienced considerable growth over the last decade. Markets expanding by 11% per year. And looking ahead, alternative investments are expected to grow further as investors continue to search for solutions that can help diversify and complement that traditional portfolio of stocks and bonds.
You know what the disconnect is? Is this global survey of individual investors said that 69% of investors no longer believe that a stock and bond portfolio is enough to generate adequate returns and preserve capital. Yet, a separate survey found that 68% of financial advisors say their clients do not understand alternative investments. Really, it's the advisor doesn't.
That's right.
But, so 68% of advisors are not talking to their clients about it. Okay. At the same time, 76%, so three quarters of individual investors say they would actually consider alternative investments if their advisor actually recommended, if they took the time, and that's what we're doing this show. There's plenty of shows talking about mutual fund. Everybody wants to sell you mutual fund. Okay. If that's all you own is mutual funds, you've got a real problem.
Right.
You've got a real problem. You've got too much risk, too much fees, too much correlation. It doesn't matter how many holdings inside of those mutual funds.
That's right.
It's all the same junk.
It's like it's all ice cream. You know, we talked about Baskin Robbins, 31 flavors. You know, you could have 31 different mutual funds, but it's all ice cream at the end of the day.
Right. So we're going to step through this episode of Retirement Rescue Radio. We're going to talk about what are those alternative investments? What are the pros, the cons, the strings attached? Why would you want to include them? So on and so forth. But, you know, anytime we are looking at investing, I mean, the goals are pretty timeless, right? So we're looking at an investment. There's really three components. We always want to take into consideration growth. We need growth
right
in our portfolio. You're not growing, you're dying. Right?
That's right.
So you need to grow your capital, your portfolio. Also, the second thing is you need income. Either income in the portfolio or you want to take income to live off of. And the last part, which is key, and this has changed ever since the crisis in 2008, is diversification. Mm-hmm. To achieve proper diversification, you have to go well beyond stocks and bonds to achieve a better return, get proper diversification, lower volatility, and get more income. That's what we all want.
Absolutely.
Right? So this is the key component when you build out your fiscal house.
Absolutely. And, you know, we believe, I mean, this is why we do this radio show. This is why we, you know, take time away from our families to do this, is we believe that not only you listening, but your advisor needs to be educated on the types of alternatives available other than just stocks and bonds. And, you know, this is the whole idea is that, Rob, you and I have a commitment to trying to bridge this gap. We have for years. And I think it's only fitting that we take this time today to step through it, like you said, because at the end of the day, you know, the three opportunities here, number one for growth, number two for generating income, which I know if you're listening to Retirement Rescue Radio, you're likely, you know, either nearing retirement or already retired. Income is everything. Income is everything. And then you don't want to have 2008s again in your portfolios. And that's why diversification is so important. So we're just getting started. So we got more to come. We're going to take our first break. I'm Curve Miller. That's Rob Russell. And you've been listening to Retirement Rescue Radio on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton Station for up-to-the-minute severe weather reports. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Is your investment plan on the right track? Could you be doing better? Hi, it's Rob Russell, president of Russell & Company and host of the top-rated show Retirement Rescue Radio. Find out if your investment plan is on the right track and if you could be doing better with our trademark process, our on-track investment review. Not only will we review your current portfolio and provide real-time feedback, but we also help you uncover potential tax savings and verify your estate plan is correctly funded and up to date. Our award-winning team is made up of independent and fiduciary-based advisors to help provide you with the highest quality advice designed to be in your best interest and maximize your investment portfolio. And once your investment, tax, and estate plan are properly coordinated, you'll be on the right track. We have limited availability, but your on-track review is complimentary if you've saved $1 million or more and you're one of the next five callers. Call my team now at 320-4733. That's 320-4733 or go to TotalWealthAdvice.com. That's TotalWealthAdvice.com.
Family-owned Bellbrook Chocolates and Cross Point Center in Centerville invite you to come for Sweet Valentine's Treats. They're all made by hand. Signature blend of light and dark chocolate will make loved ones smile. Choose from chocolate heart boxes, three sizes, filled with chocolates, and you can eat the box too. Chocolate-covered strawberries, Aunt Laura's shortbread. See Bellbrook Chocolates at their 2nd Street Market location also. La Piñata Restaurant in Centerville Place near Kroger's is the dining choice for Valentine's Day. Come in for La Piñata's love special Valentine's Day only. Two classic combos and two 12-ounce margaritas for $21.99. Enjoy a south of the border Valentine's dinner. Go to la-piñata.com. The 2017 lineup of Kingsdown mattresses are ready for you at Sugden Furniture in Tip City. Take a test rest in the store. Then you'll really relax when you discover you'll get a free frame, plus save $100 on any Queen or King Kingsdown mattress purchase. See Pete, Sean, and Rex at Sugden Furniture in Tip City. Check out their Ohio-made Norwalk furniture selection, too.
Dayton's premier home improvement event, Miami Valley Home World, is February 16th through 19th. Here's your chance to get inspired, experience new products, and get expert advice on how to create your perfect home. See hundreds of vendors all under one roof. Give your home the enhancement it deserves, from a fabulous kitchen upgrade to a backyard oasis. Tickets are just $7 at the door. Visit mvhomeworld.com for details. Miami Valley Home World, presented by Evans Dealer Group. Inspiration is waiting.
At McAfee, we strive to remain a leader in our industry by realizing you, the customer, comes first. We also know your time is valuable. You should never have to take time away from what matters to get an estimate on a new system for your home. So now, like never before, receive a price instantly using our online estimating tool at mcair.com. Any season, any time. McAfee.
Right now at Buckeye Harley-Davidson, you can get no payments for up to a year on a new 2016 Harley-Davidson motorcycle. Let us help you get your dream bike today. Some exclusions apply. Please see dealer for details. Rediscover the back roads with Buckeye Harley-Davidson.
Don't do it. Don't unwrap that same burrito. Boring and bland? Pfft, not for your next burrito. At Hothead Burritos, we give you bold and fresh. Our burritos, bowls, tacos, nachos, and quesadillas are daring, unique, and completely customizable with more tasty, fresh ingredients and sauces than the other guys. Yes, we're more than just hot, and we're more than just burritos. We are bold and fresh. We are Hothead Burritos. Visit hotheadburritos.com for one near you.
First Florist is the Dayton area's choice to make loved ones feel special on Valentine's Day. Since 1905, five generations of the First family have been designing custom flower arrangements and bouquets. If it's your first time, welcome. See their vast floral and gift selection at the Celebration Station, First Florist in Old North Dayton, 1306 Troy Street, or visit firstflorist.com. You can order at 223-1213, and they'll deliver it all. Make First Florist your first place for gifts for Valentine's Day.
Are you searching for a career, not just a job? For over 75 years, homeowners have trusted Exterminatol Pest Control to reclaim their homes from unwanted visitors. Now, you can be a part of that legacy. To learn more about Exterminatol Pest Control's available career opportunities and benefits, visit exterminatol.com/careers or call 866-667-5898. At Exterminatol, we'll take care of all your training. No previous experience needed. Exterminatol Pest Control is an equal opportunity employer.
Mostly cloudy, breezy, and very mild. I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group Ohio. Now, back to Retirement Rescue Radio on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
All right, welcome back. I'm Curve Miller. That's Rob Russell, and you're listening to Retirement Rescue Radio, helping you rescue your retirement from bad advice. It's now time for our They Say segment, where we debunk all of the myths, objections, half-truths, and flat-out lies given by Wall Street bankers and a government gone completely wild. So, Rob, you get today's They Say, and here's what they say. They say, and I'm talking about Wall Street here, they say that, you know what, the traditional 60-40 split between stocks and bonds, it's worked in the past, it's going to keep working in the future, stay the course, everything should be fine. What do you say?
Well, I think before the 08 financial crisis, a lot of people believed that a portfolio composed of 60% stocks, 40% bonds, the 60-40 portfolio, what many people call it, provided enough sufficient diversification. However, what we've seen post-crisis, so over the last 8-9 years, is that stocks and bonds actually are now more correlated than they were in the past, causing a lot of people to reconsider that approach. In fact, you know, like I mentioned, that global survey of individual investors, and 69% in the world. 69% of investors believe that stock bond portfolios are not enough to achieve their goals. Right. There's got to be other things, right? So, and that's what we're seeing here, too, ever since the crisis in 08, is things have become more correlated. Now, correlated is just a fancy word for when one thing moves, another thing moves with it.
Yeah, it's connected. Mm-hmm. They're connected together.
So, like, for instance, if it was a, if the correlation was zero, that means, U.S. stocks go up. Well, if you had a correlation of zero, it does not, your investment is not affected by U.S. stocks.
Right.
Okay. A correlation of one means if U.S. stocks go up, your portfolio goes up exactly lockstep with it. We've seen over time since 08, the correlations in some cases have doubled. That means bonds, emerging market bonds, U.S. high yield corporate bonds, stocks, all of them have become correlated.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem when you're trying to achieve diversification, because when something goes down, they all go down.
Do you think, Rob, that it's more correlated now because of investment vehicles like exchange-traded funds and mutual funds? Everything, it seems like everything's packaged in a fund now. And, of course, funds, you could have a bond fund, for instance. That's a stock that holds a bunch of bonds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's my thinking here is that, you know, obviously you have more high-frequency trading.
Yes, that's you have, one reason.
That's a big part of it. You got these algorithms that's saying, okay, it doesn't make sense to own this bond fund anymore. Let's just sell it. And that increases that correlation or that sell-off momentum when that happens.
And you get people that are antsy. You have hedge funds that tend to move as well. This is people don't take as long of a... Here's the suckers in the game. The suckers in the game are the people that are taking a long-term investment outlook.
That's it.
They're buying index funds, okay, which seems perfectly logical on the outside. Yet the people are manipulating them. The people, the hedge fund traders, the momentum traders, the high-frequency traders, all these people that are not long-term, they're just using them.
Right.
Right. So it's a problem. And that's why we have to include other asset classes, other investments, well beyond mutual funds, stocks, and bonds. Otherwise, you're just simply not, you're not approaching things in a smart fashion.
Yeah,
it's just not smart.
Yeah. If you're positively correlated, then you are going to be along for that ride. You know, the idea here is to look for alternatives outside of that correlation, negatively correlated or zero correlated to those types of investments. So we've got more to come. We're going to take our next break. Listen, if you have questions, send us a note here at TotalWealthAdvice.com. We'd love to hear from you. We'll be right back. I'm Curve Miller. That's Rob Russell. You're listening to Retirement Rescue Radio on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekends on the Miami Valley Radio Station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. On air, online at WHIO.com and at the WHIO app. The home of Fox News in the Miami Valley. Your news starts now.
It's 1:30. I'm Ron Otto. Our top story, an arrest is made in Columbus in connection with the homicide of an OSU student.
I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt. Mild temperatures and rain showers, then gusty winds and snow. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
From the AM 1290 News 95.7 WHIO News Traffic Center, excuse me. It looks like it's pretty good out there on the freeways. No weather-related incidents either. It looks like it's pretty clear on the roads. Our top story, updating a story we've been following. One man is in custody today in the fatal shooting of an Ohio State student.
Columbus police are investigating this as a homicide. This morning, they arrested 29-year-old Brian Lee Goldsby and charged him with aggravated murder, kidnapping, and robbery.
News Center 7's Natalie Jovanovich says 21-year-old Reagan Stokes was found just outside of Metro Park on Thursday. New information this hour, the power is back on this afternoon. According to Dayton Power and Light, over 2,000 customers have had their power restored. Officials have not released a reason for the outage.
Dayton's 24-hour news is AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Continuing news now.
Dayton police investigating a person shot on East 5th Street.
Officers and medics were dispatched just before 4:30 this morning to the 2200 block of East 5th. Officials say one man was shot in the arm and was taken to the hospital for injuries that were non-life-threatening.
WHIO's Jonah Oddie. Investigators have not released that man's identity and are saying that he is not giving any details on who may have fired the shots. Exclusive WHIO Storm Center 7 forecast.
Clouds thicken up throughout the afternoon, breezy at times with temperatures climbing well into the 50s. We stay dry for most, if not all, of the daylight hours. The scattered rain showers then arrive this evening. The bulk of the rain will be falling overnight, with just a few passing showers early Sunday morning. Another mild day then tomorrow. Windy at times with temperatures hovering in the upper 40s to low 50s. I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Latest scan of the live Doppler 7 HD radar. It is clear. Some sunshine out there too. 61 in Springfield, 62 in Dayton at 134. If news breaks, we break it immediately. I'm Ron Otto in Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station.
AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO, the home of Fox News. We report, you decide.
China Dynasty, the region's most amazing restaurant, invites you to enjoy a candlelight Valentine's dinner. Enjoy Chef Steve's authentic Asian bistro cuisine, including new apps and salads, irresistible sushi favorites, and your favorite beverages. A loving way for you to celebrate. Located at 9142 Dayton Lebanon Pike in Centerville, China Dynasty. Call 433-1212 for reservations. The Dayton area's exclusive restaurant dedicated to the gluten-free lifestyle. That's simply gluten-free. 9146 Dayton Lebanon Pike, Centerville. Call ahead at 433-1044 for delicious Valentine cakes, sweetbreads, and other delights, plus pizzas and sandwiches. Your gluten-free friends will love it while you show your love to them. Learn more at simplyglutenfree.com. St. Mark Bookshop has a wide selection of the finest St. Valentine's Day gifts, loving gifts that'll last a lifetime. They're located at 895 South Main in Centerville, next to the library. Come see their fresh selection of Lenten and Easter books, Bibles, rosaries, gift items, books, cards, and artwork.
Times are tough, money is tight. If you needed quick cash, would you have it available to you?
John Stafford from Stafford Jewelers.
A recent poll found that 2/3 of Americans would have difficulty coming up with $1,000 to cover an emergency. That's why it's important more than ever to put some away. There's no easier way to earn money quickly than by selling your unwanted jewelry and diamonds.
For three generations, Stafford Jewelers has helped change lives, not just by selling engagement and wedding sets, but also by buying back jewelry when a family is in need.
Come in and speak privately to me or one of my family members. We'll appraise your jewelry, show you how we reached a fair price, and then get money in your pocket quickly. No games, no pressure, and no commission salespeople who make more money by offering you less.
Gold, silver, platinum, diamonds, and coins. We buy it all at Stafford Jewelers on 725 across from the Dayton Mall.
I'm John Stafford, and I'm your jeweler.
WHIO News Time is 1:37. Right now, we continue to monitor news, weather, and traffic in Dayton's only 24-hour newsroom. This is AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When it comes to news, weather, and traffic, we're your station for Dayton and Springfield. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to Retirement Rescue Radio, helping you rescue your retirement from bad advice. I'm Rob Russell, and next to me is my co-host, Curve Miller. And we are President and Senior Vice President from Russell & Company Total Wealth Management. And glad you joined us today. We're talking about rethinking your approach to diversification in your portfolio. Before we jump back in, just a reminder, if you got questions about your retirement, you want to make sure you're on the right track and you're making the right decisions and you have a proper estate plan, you don't want to miss out on a couple events coming up. I'm going to be your host. Tuesday, February 21st and Tuesday, February 28th down in Westchester. If you want to be up here and locally in Miami Valley, March 2nd or March 7th here at the Green. To RSVP, call 800-898-3572. It's 800-898-3572 or go to totalwealthadvice.com.
Yeah, Rob, you'll be the presenter for those evenings. And Rob, you're obviously a featured contributor for Forbes and you've authored the best-selling book, Retirement Held Hostage. If you haven't read this book, you got to get your hands on it. It's fantastic. It's easy. You can go to Amazon. It's available there. But also, Rob, you've been featured all over the place. 60 different countries on CNBC. You've even guest hosted for Fox Business. And the Wall Street Journal even profiled you in the trademarked investment strategy that our team uses to help clients protect and create wealth in good and sour markets. So at those events, you're also going to be talking about the ways to tell if your plan is on the right track. How you can coordinate your tax, estate, and investment plan and keep your money from falling through the cracks. And also, how to have a better approach to investing than the typical buy, hold, and pray. So you don't want to miss out. You can go to TotalWealthAdvice.com, or again, the number there is 1-800-898-3572.
So we're talking about rethinking your approach to portfolio diversification today, and that this survey of individual investors from around the world, 69% of them, so a vast majority of investors are saying that stock bond portfolios are not going to be adequate enough to generate adequate returns and preserve capital. So we've got to look outside of the normal old school investments. Doesn't mean we should ignore them. We should include them, but we've got to also add other alternative types of approaches. You know, because our goals in investing, they're timeless, right? We want growth, we want income, we want diversification. The problem is we've continued to see GDP growth trending lower here in the United States for a very long time. We haven't seen GDP growth this low since the early 80s. Now, hopefully Trump will help us get out of that slow growth period, but that's not going to happen overnight.
Right.
It's going to take a long time. Likely, it'll be way past his presidency when we really start enjoying the fruits of his labor. So we continue to see slow growth. We continue to see low interest rates, low yields. Think about what you earn at the bank.
Right.
Right? Squat.
Right. So, that's a technical term, too, I believe.
Absolutely. And then last is the correlation, the volatility has increased so much in traditional investments, the stocks, bonds. That means that used to be bonds were a great diversifier from stocks because when stocks went down, bonds went up. But we've seen ever since 08, the correlation almost double between stocks and bonds, meaning when stocks go down, bonds go down too, defeating the age-old, you know, kind of the modern portfolio theory that's over 60 years old. It's not the environment we live in today. It's time to modernize the modern portfolio theory. And that's where alternative investments come in.
Exactly. You know, Rob, you made a point there that we're seeing lower yields in that the fact that the banks are paying squat or zilch, same thing. But it's interest rates aren't the same as they used to be. I bet you many of you listening right now remember a 10-year treasury note back in 1981 paying 15%. It was as low as 1.61 in 2012. Right now, what is it, hovering around 2? I mean, my goodness. I mean, there's no doubt that the whole 60-40 stock bond approach doesn't work because the bonds are paying squat. How can you actually have income in retirement to make your monthly needs or to meet your income requirement when the part of your portfolio that's supposed to be the stable part, first of all, has increased correlation, the correlation's doubled, and it's paying less?
Right.
You know, that's the part that... This is why alternatives are starting to be a cornerstone in retirees' portfolios, is because the 60-40 part isn't necessarily working because of increased volatility, increased correlation, and lower yields.
Well, speaking of increased volatility, I mean, when modern portfolio was created, the modern portfolio theory back in the 50s, the number of days the S&P 500, okay, according to Bloomberg, the number of days the S&P 500 moved 2% or more in a single day, there was only 27 days back in the 50s and 60s that happened. Now, fast forward to now. So 27 days back when modern portfolio theory was created. Now, fast forward to now, from 06 to 2015, over the last 9 years or so, we've gone from 27 days where the S&P 500 moved 2% or more to 229.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow.
That's a problem. It's almost a tenfold increase in volatility.
Right.
So we have to, and that's what the smart money is doing. Like if you look at, you know, some of the largest Ivy League college endowments and what they're doing, okay, like one of the largest Ivy League college endowments made 11.5% return in 2015. Now, I'm not talking about 2016 because 2016 was an easy year to make money because the Trump bump. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about 2015. That's when the market was flat. Bonds were flat.
Mm-hmm.
This... Ivy League endowment made 11.5% in 2015, according to their fiscal year-end report. What is the difference? Well, they included alternatives in their investment strategy. So let's spend some time talking about what are alternatives. I mean, besides, you know, the traditional stock, bond, mutual fund approach, what are the other things that we should be considering?
You know, I think a common mistake, and I think this mistake is made not only by you, but also your advisor, and it's the mistake is to treat all alternative investments as this one single homogenous asset class. You know, alternatives include a spectrum of assets. a spectrum of different strategies and different structures. Each are designed to deliver specific benefits. Now, we believe, obviously, investors should consider alternatives based upon their goals, investment objectives, how much risk you're willing to take, how much liquidity you need, because this is where the conversation about pros, cons, and strings attached come in. You don't want to put all your money here, just like you don't want to put all your money in the market. Because if you put it all in the market, you shoulder the risk. If you put it on alternatives, you could have issues with liquidity. Okay, so there's different types of alternatives. You know, one opportunity would be senior secured loans, for instance. You know, senior secured loans are a primary source of debt financing. So basically, a company goes out and says, look, I don't mind lending you money. Okay, I know you need money, but here's the rules. I'm not trying to be mean or anything, but if you don't pay me back, I'm taking your building. Okay, I'm going to secure the capital that I'm giving you with an asset that you own. You know, another opportunity in alternatives could be...
So it's almost a debt alternative, right? It's
exactly.
A bond alternative,
yep.
But it's senior secured, meaning you're first in line if something didn't go well with that company.
Precisely.
Obviously, you want to diversify that and have many different debt kind of pieces in the portfolio.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, another key characteristic here is that many of these have floating rates. Basically,
yeah.
It means it's not just some fixed rate over a period of time. That means if interest rates are rising, and, you know, listen, the Fed said that they're going to raise rates 3 times this year. We'll see. But listen, I mean, if you have a rate that can float upward, that's a great thing to have. That's a good hedge against inflation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, another type of alternative could be real estate. You know, we have a client named Chuck. Chuck hated the stock market, absolutely despised it. But you know what? He was into photography and he'd show us pictures of his investments. And we go, what is that? And he goes, well, these are some of the properties in my real estate investments. He loved him because he liked to be able to see it, to be able to see it and know who was buying his lunch every day. You know, so there's potential opportunity there. You know, real estate, you know, generally refers to commercial. You know, I don't want you to go out and buy, you know, Section 8 housing. And I don't want you to necessarily go feel like you have to be a landlord. But institutional investors, such as the large endowments and pension funds, may own commercial real estate directly with the goal of achieving rental income from those corporations that lease.
Well, that's why we own real estate. The classic example of real estate, the classic reason of why we want real estate in a portfolio is for growth, for income, right?
Yep.
Diversification.
Right.
Okay. But it doesn't mean we're going to hold a real estate mutual fund because it's still a mutual fund. If it looks like a duck, it walks like a duck, and quacks like a duck, it's a freaking duck.
That's right.
So we don't want to try to own alternatives and mutual funds because they're just mutual funds. They don't fit the bill.
Yeah, a publicly traded real estate mutual fund is in fact that. It's publicly traded. That means that you still are going to find investors. There's 82 million baby boomers that say, look, I'm not going to go through another 2008. So at the first sign that the markets are going the opposite way,
if national security advisor Michael Flynn did discuss Russian
sanctions, there's emotional reaction inside of you,
with the
and you say, look, I got to get rid of this. And what happens is that creates correlation. So if you got 82 million people all running for the hills, the real estate fund manager is now liquidating assets to pay you out. So the whole idea here is to look for opportunities that maybe aren't publicly traded.
So actually having a true allocation to real estate, that doesn't mean also going out and buying a bunch of apartment complex and having the three evil T's, right? Taxes, tenants, and toilets.
You got it.
That's not what we're saying. Take a more efficient approach. But Kirk, you said senior secured loans, real estate. What about private equity?
Absolutely. And, you know, higher net worth individuals and institutions may invest in private equity funds. And this is really the goal is to purchase and grow private companies. You
mm-hmm.
know, private equity funds can also provide financing to companies seeking to expand. So you got a company that's looking to take it to the next level.
I mean, what do you think about like Facebook at one point in time? Google used to
sure.
be a private company.
Right.
You know, Snapchat, Uber is a private company right now. They won't be someday, but they received capital, right, from
right.
investors,
right,
early investors. And the return is going to be, it's going to be extraordinary,
well,
right, when it's all said and done.
Yeah,
that's the goal, is growth and income as well.
And you probably heard the early bird gets the worm, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that's the whole idea is that where are you? I mean, where are you in the life cycle of a company? And listen, there's really no difference between public and private companies. They're companies at the end of the day. They're businesses. They
yes.
still have to do balance sheets. They still do income statements.
Still get audited.
Yeah, they still get audited. It's still under generally accepted accounting principles. Business is business. Okay. The difference is whether does it trade on the open market every day,
mm-hmm.
subjected to high frequency traders and all that stuff we talked about earlier, or is it just a good business that happens to want to remain private?
That's what we're looking for, is that insulation.
Precisely.
Right. And growth. That's where the diversification comes in. So let's say I had $1 million,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, just off the cuff. I mean, wouldn't it make sense to have 10% in real estate, 10% in senior secured loans, 10% in private equity? So we'd have a third of that $1 million, $300,000, that's not affected by the stock and bond market.
Right.
To achieve, you know, more predictability, right?
Right.
Potentially more growth,
right?
Above average income. That's the goal at the end of the day.
Right.
Yeah, and also, too, making sure that you apply the prudent investor rule to how much you have at risk in the markets. And that's simple by taking the number 100 and subtracting your age. Whatever's left is the most you should have at risk in the markets. So that's just a couple ideas of how to really start going about achieving true diversification. So we got so much more to come. If you have a money question, send it to us at TotalWealthAdvice.com. We're going to take our next break. I'm Curve Miller. That's Rob Russell. You've been listening to Retirement Rescue Radio on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station. For 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Is your investment plan on the right track? Could you be doing better? Hi, it's Rob Russell, president of Russell & Company and host of the top-rated show Retirement Rescue Radio. Find out if your investment plan is on the right track and if you could be doing better with our trademark process, our on-track investment review. Not only will we review your current portfolio and provide real-time feedback, but we also help you uncover potential tax savings and verify your estate plan is correctly funded and up to date. Our award-winning team is made up of independent and fiduciary-based advisors to help provide you with the highest quality advice designed to be in your best interest and maximize your investment portfolio. And once your investment, tax, and estate plan are properly coordinated, you'll be on the right track. We have limited availability, but your on-track review is complimentary if you've saved $1 million or more and you're one of the next five callers. Call my team now at 320-4733. That's 320-4733 or go to TotalWealthAdvice.com. That's TotalWealthAdvice.com.
Dayton's premier home improvement event, Miami Valley Home World, is February 16th through 19th. Here's your chance to get inspired, experience new products, and get expert advice on how to create your perfect home. See hundreds of vendors all under one roof. Give your home the enhancement it deserves, from a fabulous kitchen upgrade to a backyard oasis. Tickets are just $7 at the door. Visit mvhomeworld.com for details. Miami Valley Home World, presented by Evans Dealer Group. Inspiration is waiting. Right now at Buckeye Harley-Davidson, you can get no payments for up to a year on a new 2016 Harley-Davidson motorcycle. Let us help you get your dream bike today. Some exclusions apply. Please see dealer for details. Rediscover the back roads with Buckeye Harley-Davidson.
Don't do it. Don't unwrap that same burrito. Boring and bland? Not for your next burrito. At Hothead Burritos, we give you bold and fresh. Our burritos, bowls, tacos, nachos, and quesadillas are daring, unique, and completely customizable with more tasty fresh ingredients and sauces than the other guys. Yes, we're more than just hot, and we're more than just burritos. We are bold and fresh. We are Hothead Burritos. Visit HotheadBurritos.com for one near you.
First Florist is the Dayton area's choice to make loved ones feel special on Valentine's Day. Since 1905, five generations of the First family have been designing custom flower arrangements and bouquets. If it's your first time, welcome. See their vast floral and gift selection at the Celebration Station, First Florist in Old North Dayton, 1306 Troy Street, or visit firstflorist.com. You can order at 223-1213, and they'll deliver it all. Make First Florist your first place for gifts for Valentine's Day.
It doesn't take a scientist to make an ice cube. It doesn't take a weatherman to know it's raining. And it doesn't take a genius to know that $285 million is a whole lot of money. That's right. The Powerball jackpot is up to $285 million, and the next drawing is tonight. So don't wait. Get your Powerball tickets now. And don't forget to grab some new Ohio Lottery instant games, too. With bigger games and more cash available than ever, there's something for everyone. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Please play responsibly.
This is UD head coach Archie Miller. Dayton Power and Light has always been your trusted service provider. And now, DP&O is partnering with the Salvation Army to raise funds for customers facing short-term financial hardships. The gift of power will be there with emergency relief funding. To help a local family by contributing to the Gift of Power Fund, just respond to the insert in your DP&L bill or visit dpnl.com/gift.
Mostly cloudy, breezy, and very mild. I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
when the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups. Depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
All right, welcome back to Retirement Rescue Radio. I'm Curve Miller, and that's Rob Russell, trying to help you rescue your retirement from bad advice. And today we've been talking about rethinking your approach to diversification. The world's changed. It's not the same world it was 5 years ago, even 10 years ago, even 20 years ago. The world's changed. We have increased volatility, increased correlation to the, between stocks and bonds, lower yields. You know, and really the whole idea is to get through retirement so that you have income and have peace of mind in your most important years. Now, the part that confuses me is that 76% of you say that you would consider alternative investments if your advisor recommended them to you.
But it's not happening.
Yeah, why? Well, it's also because 68% of advisors say that their clients don't understand them. So they're making an assumption, I believe, that is the wrong assumption to be making, is that based on the fact that the typical stock bond approach doesn't necessarily work anymore, it works for a piece, but not for everything. You know, this is your opportunity to get knee-to-knee with somebody who does understand alternative investments. Somebody, we've been discussing the value and benefit of these types of investments for many years because we've always believed that you got to invest like the smart money does anyways.
Yes.
You know, Warren Buffett, I guarantee you, is not sitting in his robe buying companies in his day trading stock account. What's he buying? He's going out there and he's buying companies, but he's buying assets. He's buying debt. He's securing that debt with collateral. You know, the question is, do alternatives fit in your portfolio? If you want to find out, sit down with a wealth advisor at Russell & Company. It's very simple. Go to totalwealthadvice.com or you can give us a call, 937-320-4733. Again, that number is 937-320-4733.
Yeah, that's a missing piece of your portfolio. It doesn't mean you put everything there. But if you're wondering, am I on the right track? You know, my advisor's not talking to me about this. Why not? Right? Everybody wants this. Everybody being 76%, according to a global survey. So why not me? Why shouldn't I add it as a component of my overall portfolio with the goal to increase my return, lower the volatility, add diversification, and generate above average income? That's what it's all about. That's why we did this show today for you, is rethinking your approach to diversification. So to find out where that may fit for you, again, that number is 937-320-4733. It's 320-4733. Don't forget about the upcoming events on February 21st, February 28th, March 2nd, and March 7th. To RSVP, call 800-898-3572. And as always, if you have a money question, go to totalwealthadvice.com. We got the answer for you. This is Rob Russell and Curve Miller, and you've been listening to Retirement Rescue Radio on 95.7 FM WHIO.
Dayton and Springfield station for news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Experts weekends, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.